This is the Composer's Datebook for April 21st. I'm John Zeck. In 1863, the price of the New York Times was 3 cents, and many plunked down their pennies to read front-page news about the Rebellion, what we now call the Civil War. But if you were a new music aficionado back in 1863, you probably turned to the concert listings on the Amusements page. One of Verdi's newest operas, Un Ballo in Maschera, had just closed at the Academy of Music. And the contemporary composer-pianist Louis Moreau Gottschalk had given a concert of his latest works the day before, too. After all that modern music, maybe you were in the mood for some really old music. The enterprising duo of William Mason and Theodore Thomas were offering a soiree of chamber music at Dodsworth Hall on April 21, 1863, and the program included the first public performance in America of the Concerto in C Major for two keyboards and strings by Johann Sebastian Bach. Now, this was really old stuff, a work that predated the birth of America by a good 50 years. The Times did not review this Bach premiere, but the next documented American performance in Boston in 1877 was described in Dwight's journal as a cheerful, lightsome, everyday sort of composition, with a reviewer adding that, quote, "Bach's everyday is something finer than the common mortals. The work was full of vigor and life, the best of tonics." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.